Oh, that's a good song there by Chase Rice. The interview yesterday was impeccable.
Yes.
Bigger Chase Rice fan than I ever was before. And if you listen to it, you'll be the exact same. That is Lions off his new album, Lambs and Lions, which is being pre-order released today, I think. Lions is available today. This is a big fucking day. It's Friday, September 8th. Let's send you off into the weekend right. Hit the music.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard, she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Hello, hello. I hope your work week has been fantastic. It's coming to an end soon, and we are so excited that you are choosing to spend some of your time with us, penetrating your ears in a fantastic fashion. We've lubed it up, and we're going to come in hard. It's going to be a fast, fun show ride today, and I got an interview with Jerrod Powers, who is a Auburn...
Tiger.
Yeah, I was going to say Auburn War Eagle Tiger. How did the War Eagle thing come about? That's next time we talk to him. You're going to enjoy this conversation, though. We were drafted in the same class together, played the same amount of years in the NFL. He was a corner. I was a punter. He's a hilarious person. We have a great friendship. A lot of situations we've been in together. I think people will enjoy hearing it. You're going to want to stick around for that. But first, I'm looking around the room, and it's a great group of people. At Tactical Diggs, wearing a fantastic hoodie because it is hoodie season. Diggs, how you doing?
Phenomenal.
I like that. That's with a PH.
PH.
Speaking of PH, this guy is fat, which is fantastic. That's another PH word. His one old cop's opinion is quickly becoming one of my favorite things on the internet. At Todd McComas, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Yeah, you're just getting in there. And you're just keeping it real from one old cop's perspective.
Yeah, it's just straight from the hip, man. Don't gotta worry about any repercussions from saying the way I feel anymore because I'm employed by the coolest people on the planet now.
You're welcome.
Versus, I agree with that.
Versus who I used to be employed by. But nothing against those guys, but they're a little strict.
A little strict
about you running your suck.
There's some rules.
A little high strung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's some rules over there at the old police.
You don't get shot at this job. That's nice. That's a nice little perk.
Yeah. Oh, yet. Yeah. Not yet. Our neighborhood's getting worse and worse. I don't know.
It's getting more crowded somehow out there in the street. I don't know what that's about.
A lot of people. At Sean Latham was the one that just mentioned that Todd will not be getting shot at in this job. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic today.
$20 chef. Made some fish tacos. Colombian fish. Hey.
I'm not just saying this, but those were some of the best fish tacos I've ever had.
Incredible.
Those were amazing.
It's clean. It's a clean, simple recipe.
And I learned what himaca means.
Jicama.
It's a root, guys.
Jicama.
It's a delicious root that really adds a nice texture to complement the flakiness of the fish.
It appears to be a potato with a peanut texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you compare the jicama, Sean, to say a turnip?
Well, you know, a turnip is a little bit. It's going to be a little bit more starchy. You're going to look at it more of a palate and more of a real strong finish.
It's funny you say turn up because I'm like bitter. Turned down for what, you know?
You don't really turn down. Yeah. You stay up.
For what?
You always turn up.
At the Jeff River, you got
You're comparing apples and oranges. A jicama is a root and a turnip is a bulb. So,
Well, that's a major difference.
Makes no sense.
Did he just say a root?
A root.
A root.
Yeah.
What are you, 80-year-old?
Harris.
From Minnesota?
Harassment.
Your tummy's upset? Go chew on a ginger root.
Do you say wash too? Is that what you
wash? Go wash the back porch off.
Yeah, there you go.
Go wash up for dinner.
At Nick Marotta, how are you?
Good, buddy. When you mentioned pH earlier, I thought you were going to talk about the pH levels, referring to the gift we received earlier.
Oh shit! I completely forgot about that. Somebody sent us a hot tub.
Yeah.
Like now, listen. I've gotten a blow up thing of dicks.
Yeah.
I've got. Actual pig shit sent here.
Real shit.
Real shit. Actual real shit. A lot of wedding invitations get sent here, which is fantastic. I appreciate it. Homeless people show up and steal drinks from the front stoop here. And today, a hot tub was delivered in a UPS truck to this place today. This place to work.
It's a nice tub, too.
But yeah, they went all out.
Could use a good soak after a game out there.
Is there a thing that a heater that connects to that thing when you blow it up?
Or yeah, there's a whole unit for heating it.
And it goes up to 104 degrees in a rubber thing. I don't know. I feel like
I feel like it's not really efficient.
Yeah, I don't know heat-wise. What the deal is, but the reason why I'm excited we got it is just because the fact that nowadays in 2017, you can't just do something absurd and just act like it's going to die off. You know? You can't just raw dog anally invade another human in the middle of a live ass party,
right?
In the middle of broad daylight, make the whole party leave, and then just think it's just going to sneak by.
I have to agree with you, Pat.
We're 2 months, 3 months past this, bang, back in the forefront of our lives, all because that tactical digs gets a little fingery, gets a little happy in the hot tub.
A little Joey fingery. Wait a minute. Let's do not go past that. That's my favorite adjective from now on.
Little fingery.
Fingery.
Yeah, fingery.
He got a little fingery
under the water. It was a little murky, and he goes for it.
Fingery, little fella.
It's a fingery, little fella.
It's all lies on the internet, right, Dix? Mm-hmm. Everything's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken to that human in a while?
It's been a few weeks.
It's back in the game. It's back in the game after this one. Weeks. Got another hot tub. Life has been good over here, though. Tomorrow, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, for the Oklahoma at Ohio State game Facebook Barstool tailgate show that's going to be broadcasted to who knows. Either
people have to be excited about this. It's going to change the pregame ritual for college football forever.
This is primetime pregame game-changing.
Yeah.
You just cucked my breaking news.
Trailblazing. What is your breaking news?
Barstool Sports has announced a college game day show with personalities Dave Portnoy and Pat McAfee.
Well, I think you kind of – I think it's not really breaking news because we broke it yesterday. But I do like the fact that you were going to slip it in.
And it was on your list.
I appreciate the fact that you were going to slip it in there. So I want to let you know I do appreciate that.
Slow sports day.
The best part was he said, I'm going to break some news. And Pat, you said, oh, man, I don't think I know about this yet.
I said you might.
That was? Yes.
That stole the thunder of his bit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Me? This bit was 2 weeks old. But it's I was real surprised because I feel like I'm on my phone a lot. I know a lot of the things that go on in the world. And you were like, I got some breaking news. I was like, oh, I've been in the middle of a bunch of bullshit for like the last 2 hours. I cannot wait to see what this is, what I missed. And then it's a show that was announced yesterday.
And the name of it is?
Barstool Tailgate Show.
That's a killer name.
I think it's what it is.
It's going to be around 6:30 every Saturday. You're going to be going to a college campus every Saturday.
All the primetime games. And we're going to be in the middle of it. I don't know if this has been announced yet. I think we're at a frat tomorrow.
In front
of a frat house.
They'll learn.
Yikes.
Yikes.
What's going to happen? Like, have we planned for like the absurd shit that is def? We're live. We are live.
You tell us, buddy. What kind of pad are we going to get?
Do we have an edge? We have an Edger and James clip?
Not me. I'm not talking about me.
Shake the house a little bit.
I'm talking about the kids. Do you ever see what our Instagram page is?
Yeah.
People flying off roofs through tables. That's going to be happening
in the background.
Just
kids falling into frame.
Like these kids these days will do anything. Like kids in college will literally do anything, and it's live. The options are limitless for what could possibly happen at this show. And I'm with me, Dave Portnoy. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be insightful. It's going to be a college primetime pregame show that you've never seen anything like it before because we're covering both on the field and off the field. We're not snooty like the mainstream media who wants to act like those signs happening in the back of game day aren't really the show during game day.
Right.
Or the signs that college kids are putting on their houses, like those aren't impressive. Like these college kids deserve to be given a nod of approval if they're putting out a hilarious thing. College football is an experience, not just a game, and we want to cover the entire thing.
Well said.
Oh,
jinx. One of you owes the other a Coke.
Guys, I like that a lot. You know what? Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I don't.
Like this Oklahoma at Ohio State game?
Dude, I tried to buy tickets.
So confusing.
I just got lost. I gave up.
Well, there's a simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to your favorite team's games. Whether you're spending a day at the ballpark. Wow. Oh. You're going to hear a little story about me and Gerard Powers spending a day at the ballpark. The old ballpark. I mean, how's that happen? Sean just turned on a video right in the middle of an ad read, and then we just got a maybe.
You YouTubing right now?
He's YouTubing me in the middle of the thing. I don't understand.
He's right there. Just look at him.
It's live. You're in the
game. I opened Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah, unbelievable that did you. Whether you're spending a day at the ballpark, searching for the perfect gift, or hunting down a last-minute deal, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices. Fully guaranteed.
Fully.
Fully. Not just partially guaranteed.
Fully. All the way.
What?
Guaranteed.
We're all the way in. Not just a tip of a guarantee, a digs in a hot tub guarantee. All the way in. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and a lot of you know that I don't like doing public. I don't like going in public.
Yeah,
I don't like going. I don't like being in crowds. I don't enjoy being in crowds. It freaks me out. Ever since I was a kid, I don't like it. I don't mind being in front of them. I don't like being in them. So going to sporting events, I was always just like, I can't do it because I just have it's a fear of mine. It's a phobia, I would say. And then I started buying tickets from like other apps for stuff. Like, for instance, I won't even say their names because I don't think I'm allowed to.
Right.
But the other ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would get a ticket that looked secluded and gave me a little bit of room. Mm-hmm. And it's not because this was in other cities where people don't even know who I am. I just like space. I don't like being around people. And boom, catfish. That seat is in the middle of a group. All of a sudden, my night that I was planning for a month was ruined. Absolutely ruined because the ticket app lied to me. You know what SeatGeek doesn't do?
Lie.
They don't lie to you.
They don't lie.
They only tell the truth, Pat.
Tell the truth.
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 Don't start.
Yo, get that new fire song, Get Lit.
Get Lit by Will Smith. Is the dope.
I bet all the college kids will be listening to that.
Is the dope.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Well, once I got SeatGeek, everything started taking care of itself. It's by far the easiest way I've found shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek to buy tickets to this weekend's game.
Awesome.
Did you? Because
we were doing a show. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we get tickets, they said.
No.
I said, well, okay. We're just teaming up with Facebook. I'll get my own tickets. Mm-hmm. Got it. Don't worry about it. So I was like, I want tickets to this game. I want to watch Baker Mayfield. I want to watch Urban Meyer and those freshman secondary. See what goes on.
Hell yeah.
I want to watch them dot the I with the band.
with the pimp cane.
Yeah, with the pimp. It's not a pimp cane.
Yeah, I know.
Anthony. Somebody came after Anthony DeGilio for tweeting from the Barstool Heartland account that it was not a pimp cane. It was the major
baton.
It's major.
It's the baton. Yeah.
Well, when you walk like a pimp and you swing it around like a pimp, it's still the major's baton. Have some respect. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every single ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. You know, you say, hey, listen, I have this much of a budget for an entire new office space. And they say, you got it. We're going to double it. You know, there's nothing you can do. When construction companies do that, there's literally nothing you can do. Literally nothing. You get a $6,000 basketball hoop when you thought it was going to be $600. That can happen. Every single business can do that to you. Not SeatGeek. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, not just the tip, like we said earlier. So you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Have a little swag when you're floating around there. When you double tap, have a little swag. Know that your money that you worked your ass off for is going to the proper thing. And it doesn't end with just sports. SeatGeek also has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available, too. Best of all, my listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code PAT today. That's promo code PAT for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Shout out SeatGeek. They sent me up to Chicago to kick balls with Tim Howard and some other stuff, make great content. They're a really cool company. I really enjoy the way, and their app is incredible. So I think you guys should use it. What happened? Any other breaking news, Diggs?
Well,
Diggs, you have any other breaking news?
It's funny you say that.
Adrian Peterson is on the Saints now, guys. You guys know that?
By the way, that's my lock of the weekend. My lock of the weekend is Saints at Minnesota getting 3 points.
Mm-hmm. That's Pat's lock of the weekend.
That's my lock. That's my lock.
Bam, 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 bam.
What's that? Go ahead, Dix.
It's awkward now that you said it like that because we're going to live in the future here.
Yep.
Patriots versus Chiefs last night.
Yeah. How about the NFL kicked off? That's awesome. This is the time of year that we've all been waiting for.
We needed this.
We really have.
Such great games, too.
The world needs this.
I knew that one team was going to beat the other team.
Last night?
I knew it.
Last night?
Called it, yeah.
Yeah. You did say. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, listen, that team, Going to be tough to beat.
Yep.
You said going to be tough to beat, especially if they throw the ball like that.
Yeah.
And move the ball up and down the field and punch it in the end zone whenever they have the chances.
Goodell,
take that little 30-minute break in between the second and third quarter.
17 minutes?
Just like, whoa, these guys came to play.
I think it was hockey.
That's halftime. Yeah, it is. Second and third quarters.
30 minutes is a – those halftimes do seem to get – tomorrow. Last night –
is it 30 minutes?
Big nights, it's like 20 minutes.
I thought it was always like 18, 17, 18.
So Super Bowl, it's bigger. Playoffs, it's bigger.
Depends
on everything. Like last night, opening night, I assume it's going to be bigger. What's that, Vibs?
It is one loop around my neighborhood to walk the dogs. That's how long halftime is.
Yikes.
Oh,
we have a housewife.
So
we have a housewife on the show.
Hey, I'm a single dad too. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep my kids out of trouble.
By the way, the old dog, he's thinking about getting rid of it.
Yeah, he's sick of the old dog already.
What?
The new dog is so perfect. By the way, I got a that was my final thought. Yeah, fuck it.
Speaking of new dog, I almost got a dog this morning.
Really?
Oh,
another a third dog?
Third dog.
I got a FaceTime from Pat.
That's what you need.
Diggs heard about this. You guys haven't. I'm excited for this. So for me to get downtown to our office, I have to drive through a pretty rough part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think it had the highest murder per capita, like it across the country at one point. Indianapolis is part of it. It's the east side.
The east side
of Indianapolis. Yeah, the east side of Indianapolis. I think there's a lot of incredible people. We need to build up some opportunities, make that place better. But boy, there's a lot of killings and a lot of bad shit that happens. Mm-hmm. And I have to drive through there, okay, to get down. This morning, I'm driving through there. What do I see in the gas station? Gas station has been on the news numerous times, this particular gas station, for incidents occurring there. Mm-hmm. Hit and runs, shit like that, drugs, blah, blah, blah. Bad part of town. You get it. What do I see just staring there? He was posed up like fucking Jack and Jack and Diane in the Titanic. What was her name?
Rose.
Rose. There it is.
Yeah.
Liar. That's what her name is. She's liar, a liar.
And
liar.
She's selfish.
He was posed up at the tip of the parking lot, like at the end of the boat, like Jack, like I'm a king of the world or whatever. Like he was like that. And it was a she, I guess, now that I think about it. But she posed up, and then she turns around, and then she goes, she grabs a piece of pizza from in between the gas station little things, goes and chews it in the middle. Then she darts in front of a Ford Focus. Ford Focus slams on the brakes. She jogs away, goes and gets some more food. I'm like, oh, this dog is just roaming around these streets, going to die. And I love its swagger. Yeah. Went straight to the pizza, was standing like Jack from fucking Titanic at the tip of the – I love this. So I pull over. I get into the gas station. I go in. I go in and buy a hot dog. Okay, no bun, just straight hot dog to the basket thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Cages on the cash register. Cages. Mm-hmm. Full glass wall, cages. Guy FaceTiming with somebody behind the register. I'm like, I love this. Definitely bought a Powerball ticket there too. Like, I'm going to buy one here.
As one does.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a Powerball ticket here too. I want this hot dog. He said, not even a bun dog. I was like, no, just the dog.
The dog could have a gluten allergy. You got to watch
out. Yeah, I was worried. So I go outside, and the dog and I just have a stare down, and I tear off a little piece of hot dog, and I throw it a little bit in front of me, runs up, grabs it, runs back, sits down, stares at me again. I'm like, all right. I did it again. Same thing happens. Four straight times, it just runs, eats, stares, and stares at me. Now I'm getting a little pissed off, right? I'm like, come here. And the dog goes, no. So this lady shows up, a larger lady. She goes, oh, that's my neighbor's dog. I'm like, what's her name? And they're like, Tatika. I'm like, Tatika, this dog speaks Spanish. This dog speaks Spanish, doesn't it? And she was like, yeah, they're a Spanish family. They treat her like shit or whatever. I'm like, hola, right? I'm like, hola, hola, hola. The dog's not doing anything. Mexican guy comes walking by me. I'm like, how do you say come? How do you say like come? And he goes, no, and just walks away. I'm like, I'm trying to save a goddamn animal.
Como se dice.
Yeah. I'm like, listen, I am not on the Dreamers team. All right, you know, like, get off my ass, buddy.
Venga, aquí, perro.
Is that
what
is that?
Here, dog. I mean,
come here, dog.
Key is here.
I think
venga, aquí.
So I started saying, I said, like, andale, andale. Dog took off, run, never saw it again. Swear to God.
Vamos.
You told me to go fast. Yeah. Go fast.
Yeah, he did.
I thought it was like a let's go.
Vamos.
Vamanos.
Vamanos is let's
go.
Vamanos is we. It's the plural.
That's 100% true story. That's not even like a made up bit. I showed up late today to work because I was sitting in a gas station for 15 minutes with this goddamn Spanish dog, Spanish speaking dog. And I thought underlay was let's go. Mm.
No.
I mean, I've heard of excuses on why you're late for work, but this one tops them all. He just went on an elaborate story about a made-up dog on why he was 15 minutes late this morning.
It wasn't made up. I FaceTimed it and everything. Because Sam, my lady Sam, loves animals, as we all know.
Yeah.
Any given time, a new fucking animal could be in my goddamn
house. Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. She came across.
But I wanted this dog. Yeah. I wanted
this
dog. What
kind was it? Small? Seems
small. Not a lot of hair. Ugly.
Oh, it was a chinchilla. Or a...
Chinchilla.
Chihuahua. They would make a jacket out of this.
No, what's the Taco Bell dog?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Thank you.
It was a Chihuahua meets like another dog, maybe a pug. It was like a Chihuahua, which is like the two.
Chihuahua thug.
That's a chupacabra.
Oh, no.
Chupacabra.
Fuck with chupacabras.
Yeah, snipe too, right? Like that's like
you did a story on chupacabras the other day, didn't you? And with the no hair.
Oh, those are zombie dogs in Chicago.
I wanted the dog bad, though. Like, if I got it, I was bringing it here. We were having an office dog because this dog was a savage.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
This dog was eating pizza, which would be okay in here. I mean, we got fucking pizza laying around. All the time. We got kids showing up with resumes on pizza.
I feel like a dog like that would do well in an office, too.
Yeah.
She used to just be
a survivor.
Yeah.
But you know what? Too quick.
I feel like that dog would like start eating my food, and then I wouldn't be able to eat. Like it'd dominate me, and I'd be lower on the food chain.
Yeah, that dog's definitely coming in and alphaing the fuck out of you. Yeah, for sure. Football season is almost here. Actually, it is here. And for all you bettors out there, you need to download the free Sports Action app right now. It's the best app for sports bettors, and it's not even close. I will say this. Although last weekend I was not successful betting, I was very, very thankful I had the Sports Action bet to tell me how everything was going.
Yeah,
it has a little green dot. It has a red dot. The green dot means you're doing good, doing good, doing good. And then right before it needs to stay green, it turns to red. Just to let you know what's going on. And that's a real hard moment, but it's not Sports Action's fault. They're just keeping track for you. This is my first season of betting, and like everyone else at Barstool, I'll be using Sports Action to track my bets. Follow in-game live lines, check all of the line moves, and see where the public money is going. It's basically like ESPN for sports bettors if ESPN didn't suck. Amen.
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 Heard that.
Amen. Amen.
Holla.
Amen.
They wrote that in their app.
Yeah, so wasn't you saying it?
I think that's something you, if you're listening, this is the type of people you want to get behind. If they're writing, it's like ESPN, if ESPN didn't suck, I mean, amen. Diggs, you've been using Sports Action for a long time, right? What do you think about it?
Love it. It's my favorite.
You put me on it literally as soon as I put a bet in. And you're like, here, this is the app.
You could be out during the day and it'll give you a little update of what someone who just scored in the game and whether you're still losing or not.
Yeah, you could be having yourself a little Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a little Sunday. Mm-hmm. Or a Thursday night.
Monday.
Or a Monday night.
A little Tuesday match.
Or a Tuesday night. You could be having a day or a night, any of them. And Sports Action would be like, hey, bub, you put your bets in, let me take care of it.
Sports, you just sit back and relax.
Sports Action's like a little assistant in your pocket, kind of keeping track of all your money and how fantastic you're doing. Go to sportsaction.io or search the app store for Sports Action right now to download it for free. That's sportsaction.io. It's really annoying to try to remember every bet. Seriously, it is. It's very annoying to watch them too, but it's very annoying to remember every bet in line you have while you're watching games, and Sports Action is the only app that lets you track it all in one place. You can see if your bets are covering in real time, get detailed stats on how well you're doing over time and by league. The free push notifications include the lines and my bet status too. Sports Action is going to have team betting previews for every NFL and college football team, so get it right now. You can also get a one-week free trial with Sports Action Pro subscription, which has bonus features like parlay tracking and premium betting trends. Trust me, you need this app for the football season. Download the free Sports Action app for iOS or Android right now at sportsaction.io. It's an incredible app. It really does keep track of your shit. I mean, now that I'm a better.
I love that you're explaining the red and green dots because that's exactly what I look at all the time.
How am I doing? Green, green, green. Good, 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 good.
When you talk to your NFL friends that have retired recently, are they also like finding themselves attracted to betting on the games now?
You know what? I feel weird even asking them. Because sports gambling is something that you don't even talk about whenever you're in athletics.
Right. That's why I thought it would be like, this forbidden fruit now.
I had zero interest in it. Absolutely zero interest in sports betting. I even told you guys, like, I didn't even know if I was going to show up some days. Like, I didn't even know if I was going to do my job. Like, right. I don't even know how you would figure it out.
Right.
But once I've got a chance to really get into it and start studying some things and get these apps make it easy. Our sponsors make it very easy to get.
Very easy, yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to know football very much so by the end of this season. And I'll tell you what, that Week 17 game, I might have some of the largest bets in the history of the world.
The first 5-6 weeks are tough. And then you know.
Yeah.
And you have an idea, kind of.
But I'm enjoying it. But speaking of old teammates that I used to play with and retired guys, that's a great segue, Todd. I appreciate you doing that. You're going to enjoy this conversation, I think. Let's head to the phone. Joining me now on the phone, he went to school at Auburn, War Damn Eagle. He was drafted by a Hall of Famer in Bill Pullian in the same draft class as another legend, Austin Colley, and me, and Donald Brown. We were teammates for a few years. I watched him make some magical plays. Then he went to the Arizona Cardinals, then he played for the Baltimore Ravens, and he has finally hung it up after an incredible career in the NFL, cornerback. Great guy. You're going to really enjoy this, I think. Gerard Powers.
Attaboy, Gerard.
What's up, my man? Shout out to Donald, man. Where's Donald?
Donald Brown is living the life. He was the first-round draft pick. So our draft class had a good time. And then,
we had an awesome time.
And then everybody got cut whenever Gregson came, except for me.
Yeah, we kind of hated on you for a while, but then we knew the true colors would come out soon and you would want out. And so he got you to return instead of cutting you. So I guess it was a win-win for both sides.
I have a question. Did you guys think that I was like, wait, that is a real question I have. So when everybody left, because he literally cut all my friends. He cut everybody I knew. And did you guys all be like, man, fucking McAfee must be boys with this guy?
No, I remember I was sitting at, it was me, Antoine, and Reggie sitting at Ted's Bison Burgers eating when it came across the screen that everybody was fired. So immediately everybody grabbed their phones. But then after a few weeks, you know, we played that season. Then my contract was up. Then he cuts Gary Brackett, cuts Melvin Bullitt, tells Twan that he's not the same player anymore. Couldn't get rid of Weez. If he would have got rid of Weez, the whole town would have erupted. And
Hold on. You're with a group of Caucasians and probably a large Caucasian group listening. Weez is Reggie Wayne. That's Reggie. And
I forgot. I thought the Barstool audience was hip to the lingo.
I mean, they watch rap videos. Have you ever seen Post Malone? That's basically what it is.
It gets there. Post Malone. That's the furthest.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Reggie Wayne.
Okay, Reggie Wayne. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So after my contract was up, you know, they basically tell me they wanted me to come back and do a prove it year. And it was kind of one of those things like, well, you know, I've been here for 4 years. I don't know what else I can prove. So I knew I was out. And then, like I said, the next year he tells Twan he can't play anymore. So he got rid of Twan. And then we look at you and we were just like, of all people, McAfee stayed around. and then all of a sudden you become the best punter in all of football, the big time contract. And then he drove you so crazy that you just said, all right, I made Pro Bowl last year and I'm going to quit. And then when I talked to you and you told me that you were quitting, I was like, well, shit, I might quit too. So I was like, let's just do it, man. I was like, let's do it. Cause I didn't believe you. And I don't think you believed me when we were discussing it. So, you know, it happened out for the best though. So, you know, it is what it is.
What are you up to now?
Man, I've been helping coaching high school football. I'm coaching the secondary right now just to kind of help my transition into things, and it's been helping a lot. But got some other adventures that's, you know, getting off the ground. I got a podcast that's about to start.
Okay.
That's going to cover Auburn football, and hopefully we can, you know, venture out to doing all the sports. We're going to start with Auburn football and, you know, got some other things that I kind of want to get involved in and do. Hopefully I can come and sit next to you and, you know, be a co-host on Barstool. I want to be on Barstool. No, wait, not to change the subject. Tell me about this Barstool TV show you got going that you got some real marketing people like doing your whole setup because I know this is not you.
Yep. Well, listen, it's not TV, Gerard, but we're going to go ahead and teabag the internet with the first college football primetime show in the history because to have a college football show with all the regulations and all the licenses and all that shit, you got to have a lot of money to get into that game. That's why TV has owned it. And then Barstool and Facebook, fucking Mark Zuckerberg's company, came to an agreement and they want to start promoting like a lot of shows on the internet, and we're one of the first ones on Facebook, and it should be gigantic. It should be pretty big.
It should be huge. I liked when I was looking at it, I was like, this seemed like it's a big deal. Just don't put West Virginia in there.
Yo, let's go. Hey, listen, I understand Auburn, War Eagle, and your little Roll Tide. You guys haven't won in, I think, 20 years. I don't know when the last time Auburn won.
2 years.
Well, it's the internet. It's the internet, man. Things turn fast. Now, where are you putting your podcast? What's the name of your podcast? What's going on with that? I didn't know you were doing.
That's what, like, it's like in the, like, the planning stage right now. We're going to call it Both Sides of the Ball podcast, because the guy that, I know, kind of, you know, got to say a little pause there, but the guy that I'm a co-host with, he actually played offense at Auburn. It's actually Cole Kublik. He does SEC Network. All the games and those things, and he's from my area, so and he played at Auburn, which he was an offensive lineman, and I'm a defensive guy, so we kind of thought of Both Sides of the Ball be kind of, you know, cliche-ish, so we're gonna roll with that for right now.
Gerard, listen, I know you're I don't want to say a diva, but like a high-end.
Yeah, I'm a diva. Yeah, I mean, you can say it. I tried to hide it, but yeah. When I got to Arizona and met, you know, Patrick Peterson, I was like, yeah, I'm just like this guy. I'm a full-blown diva.
Now, there's three sides of the ball in football.
That is true. We don't really count special teams. It's just you guys kind of keep the transition of the flow of the game going. Yeah. You know, you're like that comma in a sentence. You know, it's kinda like that little fresh breath. You know, take a breath. All right, yeah. Defense is on.
You mean the glue. The comma is glue.
I guess if you look at it that way, you can be the glue. You can be the glue, or you can do a fake punt with a center and three other defensive guys in front of you. You know, you're just entertainment, and you're like the act between the shows.
You're the halftime dog.
That was a bad play, Gerard. Right?
Why did you say HUD on that? Like, why did you say the ball?
No. Not all white people are the same, man. Like, listen, that was not me.
That was all you, because you've been trying to be a quarterback since you got drafted. and arguably... threw one of the best balls I've ever seen. Well,
thank you.
You know, Peyton, you know, everybody knows Peyton is Peyton, but Peyton didn't throw the prettiest spiral.
I agree.
Pat McAfee was up there. Pat McAfee and Austin Collie threw the prettiest spirals I've seen.
I knew you
wanted to be a quarterback, and when they put you in this situation, I was like,
it wasn't me. God damn it.
I thought you got Chuck fired.
No, it wasn't.
Chuck was out of the door after that.
Gerard, I don't know. It was a bad play. Okay.
And bad play. You said you practiced.
It wasn't me. It was another
Friday walkthrough.
It was
a Friday walkthrough. What did you do?
It wasn't me.
What did you do?
It was Colt Anderson.
Same scenario happened.
I like Colt Anderson. He's the Montanimal. But they didn't trust me enough to put me at center, so they had somebody else do it. It was Colt and Griff Whalen.
Yeah, because they trust you as a quarterback to be like, all right, this is a timeout, not the look that we practice for.
Thank you.
Call a timeout, but you wanted to be on ESPN.
Gerard, Jesus. I don't know how many more times to tell you that was not me that took the snap and got sacked.
I would have liked to see your mentions on Twitter after that.
It was.
Oh my God.
We'll move on. Listen, Gerard, that was not me. It was another white person.
Right, so when Peyton throws an interception, is he going to get in the media and say, it wasn't me. Reggie should have caught the ball. It wasn't me.
Just because I was on the field doesn't – forget it. We'll move on.
All right, let's just move on.
Now,
everybody makes mistakes.
It wasn't me.
Well, it was you. Just like the alleged swim. Like, I knew that wasn't you just because that wasn't your personality. I knew that one, true.
Yeah.
But on the – field, like, that's all you. You always wanted to be a quarterback, but you couldn't do it and couldn't play any other position but punting.
This is
just because you got the leg of a freaking horse.
Thank you.
But, you know,
an arm, too. I got a good arm, too.
Did you see against the Steelers?
Yeah, excuse me. I have two pass attempts in my career, two of them. One was an incompletion because a defensive back, couldn't catch
the ball.
Yep. That's what you guys do. If you had good hands, you'd play wide receiver.
You see when Bill Polian left the Colts, all the things that started happening. Why would y'all let a DB try to catch a route?
Dewey actually.
Jesus Christ.
Now listen, Dewey is actually we practiced that 72 times. Our special teams coach had to look up how many times we practiced that play. 72 times. If the corner comes hot, the gunner's left.
Oh my God.
We throw it. Dewey caught it. 72 times. It's just that 73rd time, guys. It'll get you.
Ray Zaleski would have never let that happen.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that, those days? The Colts, whenever we were drafted, it was a completely different team. I don't know how to explain this. He's laughing at the special teams coach right now. The special teams coach was a
Pat's biggest fan. Let's just say that.
He did not
Pat's
like me.
Biggest fan. Adam Vinatieri didn't like you until probably week three.
Well,
week four.
I'm tough to handle at the beginning. I think we all understand that. But you learn to love me. People,
hey, yeah. Remember when we got drafted?
Yep.
I thought Adam was on his last leg that day that we stepped in the building. How is he still kicking?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you remember the Matt Stover Adam Vinatieri kickoff in practice?
Oh my God, the Matt Stover Adam Vinatieri conversations, just the rivalry. I think both of them hated each other.
Yep.
It was like the weirdest feeling, like we got two Hall of Fame kickers on the same team.
it was a very interesting moment. It was like, that's my territory. It was very interesting. Now, Gerard, you have arguably one of the biggest plays in the Chuck Pagano era. In the Green Bay game in the second half, you got a pick that kind of inspired the rest of the game because we're getting our ass kicked against Green Bay. That game ball eventually went down to Chuck's hospital bed delivered by Jim Irsay. And when you look back on your time in Indianapolis, like what is it? Is it because Gregson ruined it? Was it a positive experience? What do you say about it?
No, man, it was awesome. I mean, the fans, the players, the people in Indy, I mean, it's an awesome city. The people in that organization, everybody's first class, man. I know Gregson got there and kind of switched things around a little bit, which I guess is something that he felt like, you know, he had to do being a new guy and, you know, trying to follow Polian's. You know, I never take
Where are
anything
you?
Bad.
Where,
Indy,
hold,
they treated me
hold on,
first
hold
class,
on, hold on, hold on.
Except Gregson.
Where are you? Like, you just cut out of service four times in the last 10 seconds. I didn't even know a phone could do that. It was like,
not bad. Somebody was calling. And I was trying to, I didn't want to push the wrong button and hang up, you know, because, you know, these phones nowadays are getting more tech savvy by the day.
Well, I appreciate that. You're the one that.
But my bad. But Indy, I'll never say anything bad about Indy. It was a great place, great 4 years for me. Wish I could have, you know, stayed there my entire career, to be honest. But you know, it is what it is. You know, I went with the cool guy, BA, and got things rolling in Arizona. But, you know, it was cool.
You're the one who started me on Twitter. A lot of people don't know that. Gerard's the one who talked me into Twitter.
I know.
True story. You talked me into. Do you remember talking me into that? And do you regret that decision now?
I don't regret. You're great for Twitter, man. Like, you get people through bad days. Whoa. Like, you're that guy. Like, just read Pat's timeline. He's going to get a laugh out of me because my boss has been an a-hole today. You know, you're that guy. Like, we go out to get Pat to make everything better. But I think I also got to take credit for getting you into, like, in front of the cameras and all that stuff. When we started doing that, I forget what the show called, was it in Indy, where you started hosting, like interviewing all the athletes or whatnot. I was like, me and Kali was the first one you did, and I think we kind of boosted your career and kind of got you with Barstool. we take royalty checks as well. I talked to Kali a few weeks ago, and he really needs it up there in Utah. So, you know, make sure you guys get that guy's address.
How awesome is Austin Kali, by the way?
Talking about the shoe fanatic. Oh man, my shoes are too tight. I gotta go switch them.
He was
man,
a diva.
I'm scared to wear a visor.
Now
I'm
that
scared to wear a visor. Peyton's gonna cuss me out.
That's a diva right there. Austin Cauley was a diva, but he was a hell of a football player.
Hell of a football player. We had a great class, man. I mean, everybody in our class really performed, except my guy from Michigan, the D tackle. I forget his name. He didn't even make it past week two, I believe.
No, he got cut. He got cut before training camp.
That's what it was. He got cut for training camp. I forgot
his
name.
He's like a fourth-round pick or a third-round pick. He got cut before training camp. That never happened.
That's absurd.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He did some. Growing up, did you ever think, though, going back to Austin Cauley, that you would be friends with a Mormon kid?
No, I remember my first conversation with Cauley was, I was like, man, how old are you? He was like 25. I was like, how? I was like, yo, we're rookies. How are you 25? He's like, yeah, I did a mission trip. Blase Blah, I was like, a mission shirt. I was like, you're Mormon? He was like, yeah. I was like, that's weird. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it was, I learned a lot, you know, from Kali and everything. You know, wish I could have got a drink with the guy, but didn't want to mess up any beliefs.
Yeah, you can't ruin a religion, but when I say this,
he's awesome, though. He's awesome family, everything.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about one of the whitest guys in history right there, right? Gerard Powers. That's what I think. The NFL and the football locker room is really something that the world should strive to be like. There's so many different backgrounds. There's so many different types of people, and it just you have to come together for one. It's an incredible little picture of America, actually.
Look, you just thought of an idea, Pat. You should start it. Getting in these locker rooms, getting to know these guys, putting them on camera so people can see it. But you're right, man. If people could really see like the different personalities in locker room and how it all comes together just to do one goal, to get out there on Sunday and win, it'll make them probably appreciate things even more.
And I think a good story to tell coming off of that is when Gerard Powers took me to Chicago for another one of our teammates' birthday parties. And I was the only Caucasian, and he left me. He left. Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah, Gerard.
Yeah, I remember leaving you because when I looked up, it seemed like you was like handling yourself well. It was a lot of females around you, and you were, yikes, you know, you was making sure you entertained everybody. And I just thought you were good. You know, I felt like this wasn't your first time in Chicago, and I'll see you in the morning type deal. And, you know, I think you really was concerned, you know, because we really weren't thinking about the Chicago violence at the time.
No.
Kelvin Hayden should have warned us about with him from there. But, you know, that's another conversation we can get on.
I was literally the only Caucasian dude, probably within, what, 10 miles, you'd guess, Gerard?
Maybe 20.
Yeah, we were right in the middle, and it was a good time. Like, it was a blast.
We had an awesome time. It was a blast. The Cubs game was awesome too. We even got on TV.
We were on the TV. I mean, we had a great trip to Chicago. We really did.
Just me and you at that.
Yeah, we were like, it was literally me and Gerard Powers sitting in front row at the Cubs at Wrigley Field the day after, probably 3 to 4 hours after I just got back to the hotel.
Yeah, hammered with glass shades on.
Gonzo.
The sun was killing us.
Gonzo. Right in the sun. There's no jumbotron at Wrigley Field. We had no idea what the hell was going on. But it was like 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. The clubs were kind of shutting down. I look around. I'm all by myself all of a sudden. Everybody that I had come with, I had made new friends in the club, and I was everybody was gone. Everybody was gone.
Shout out to Kelvin Hayden. He had some awesome friends.
He did.
Some awesome people.
That's right. Like three dudes like drove me home that I just met like 2 hours beforehand. And we did a lap like around the south side of Chicago. Like did a lap. We're just driving around.
Yeah.
And I was like, it wasn't until like 3 years later that I learned that Chicago's called Chirac. I'm like, yo, they're like showing like gas stations in the fucking video, like in the news. And I'm like, yeah, I got a fucking water at that place like 5 a.m. I was there. It's a wild time. All right, Gerard.
Man.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, and how bad is Auburn going to be this year?
You know what? Auburn will beat Clemson by 10 Saturday. Mark me down, Santa.
I'm a big college football gambler now, so just know that.
I know, Pat. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to probably lose that one, but so Auburn's going to be the national champion by 10. Okay, good. I love just a blind loyalty. I love it.
No. So what was the first question again?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I got a theory about that. Remember when Oakland and New England faced off in the controversial game, which Oakland should have won, was a fumble?
Yep, the Tuckett rule.
And what really started New England's dynasty. I think it's going to be vice versa this year. I think Oakland and New England is going to face each other in the AFC Championship, and Oakland's going to upset them to play the Packers in the Super Bowl, and they will win a Super Bowl this year in Oakland. And Marshawn Lynch will walk out as a hero with a cape on.
Where will that game be played, in Oakland or in Foxborough?
I think it has to go to beat New England and start a new dynasty. You're going to have to beat them in New England. Of course, they're going to win every game in the regular season, so you're going to have to go to New England.
Wow. I really like the addition of Marshawn Lynch because I think they're going to have to pack the box a little bit. And then
Then you got Cooper and
Crabtree.
And Crabtree outside, 2,000-yard receivers from last year, so it's going to be tough. And Derek Carr is a phenomenal young quarterback up there with Luck and the rest of the young QB class that's about to take over the league. So I think Oakland takes a step this year. If Oakland don't take a step this year, they're going to take a step back and be awful this year.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
What? All right, last question. When is Andrew Luck going to be healthy? Thank you for your answer in advance.
They said he's out this week. I think I'm going to give him if he don't play this week, probably definitely week three if he don't play next week. But just knowing Luck, and of course how you know Luck, you know, he's probably pissed off that he can't play this week, or he might think he can play and they're just holding him back. So it wouldn't be surprised if I see him out there next week for sure.
I like that a lot, Gerard. I appreciate you so much. Good luck with both sides of the ball whenever that kicks off. Let me know when that is. I'd love to promote that. I think you have an incredible brain. I think you have great insight. I think you're entertaining. I think you are completely wrong with how you view special teams.
I don't even know you right now. Who are you with all these compliments? Just
old hat, man. So this is promotional. This is me trying to help
you
out.
Yeah. Pump me up, man. Keep pumping me up.
Please follow Gerard online. What is your Twitter, Jeron?
It's either JPowers26 or JPowers25. I'm not sure.
So many number changes. Yeah. He doesn't even know his own Twitter. This is unbelievable. How's your?
Yeah.
Hey, you got two kids?
I got two little boys. I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. My 5-year-old actually knows who you are. He does some of your celebrations when he scored touchdowns.
Well, that seems like
he'd be like, this number one for the Colts. And I was just like, yeah, he's not the most likable guy, you know, buddy.
I'm happy your kid's smarter than you. Hopefully somebody in that family will do something. Gerard, I appreciate you so much. Have a great one, brother.
All right, bro. See
ya. What an incredible convo. Like, that night in Chicago, when I say this, was one of the most, this word gets thrown around a lot, like epic gets thrown around a lot.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the most epic nights. If there was camera or social media around then, boy, I'm telling you, like, my arrest, if there was body cameras on those cops, the conversation I had with them was, I'm going to say it again, epic. I mean, it was an epic conversation. Then that night, literally, 5 a.m., I'm looking around, I know nobody, and I'm the only Caucasian, only person. And everybody was like, I felt like I was friends with the entire club at that point. I guaranteed I bought shots for everybody. I mean, it's a good move.
Sure.
But one of Kelvin Hayden's boys is like, hey, you with us, right? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, at that point, I'm like, kind of, I'm on anybody's team at that point. And then I'm like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, let's ride. I'm like, okay, let's go. And we just did a lap around the South Side. They were like pointing out landmarks. I went and got water at a gas station, like the gas station I saw on like CNN of like 4 years later. I'm like, oh, wow. I was in the middle of some shit there.
Yeah, sounds
but
like
but we had a good time. Everybody was so nice to me. Everybody was very nice to me.
What's I have up? A very similar story to that. I was in New York. And my roommate is really good friends with Kiko Alonso, who plays for the Dolphins now.
Oh.
And it was his rookie year, so he was in town for the NFL Awards. He's up for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Good for him.
And he said, one of my teammates on the Bills is throwing a party. We should go to it. We're like, fuck yeah, let's go. So we got in a cab, and we were in New York City, and we're like, take us up to like 120th. And the cab driver's like, are you sure? And we're like, yeah, it's fine. We're going to a club called Fuck It.
That was the name of the club?
Yep, fuck it. Not F-U-C-K. I think it was either P-H or F-U-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Owned by some Vietnamese.
We're getting up into the hundreds, and the cab driver's like, I don't think you guys should be up here at all. And Kiko's like, no, it's fine, my player. So we go up there. We get into Fuck It, and he turns around. He looks at it. He's like, we should definitely not fucking be here. And we walked outside, and there was no cabs or anything. And then finally someone drove by and was like, get the fuck in the car. And
yeah. We went up. It was like, you were in a much scarier situation. I felt like I was loved by the entire place, you know.
We weren't there long enough.
It was a very different situation, but it was interesting. And that Cubs game was hilarious.
I love Wrigley Field.
No fucking jumbo. I understand.
It's old school. I get it, but that's why I like it.
They might have a jumbotron now. I don't know. Do they? They do now. But when we went, there wasn't one. And I was hungover, and we hit up Wrigleyville beforehand, I got back in it. And me and Gerard were just having a good time. We had our sunglasses on. We were front. Chris Polian knew the GM. I don't know if it's GM. Who's the guy that runs baseball?
What's GM.
General manager?
The commissioner?
No, like of the team.
They have GM.
The manager?
Yeah, GM.
GMs? Manager's the coach, right?
Yeah, right.
Moneyball was GM.
GM. So Chris Polian knew the GM or something, and Gerard asked him. Or he and Gerard was going up there. Kelvin was going there. He's like, yeah, you guys want tickets or whatever? I got you. And we're like, yeah, we'll take tickets. We're fucking front row, right behind the dugout almost, nice. Like right on the right side. It was an incredible spot. And I just start getting text messages from people like, you are on TV right now. And I was like, I'm on the TV. Like, and Gerard had Twitter, and Gerard was tweeting about it. And that was when Gerard really started like pushing heavy that I needed to start using Twitter more. He was like, you need to really start using Twitter more. This is something you should do. And it was just a cool moment.
That's Gerard incredible.
Gerard and I have a lot of history. A lot of history.
It sounded like it. You know, you guys should do some stuff together.
I wonder if he would have retired.
What's that?
If he didn't tell you about Twitter and like – you got that big, and Wonder if you still would have retired.
You know what? I was very happy living life anonymously, mm-hmm. like being really good at kicking balls and just being anonymous. Because a lot of people assume that I wanted to be famous. I did, but not until after football. I was completely okay in my early 20s just having a good time with anonymity, just like partying, having a blast, doing whatever the fuck I wanted. Nobody has a clue. And then when I got arrested, I mean, I just got thrown into it, and I just had to take advantage of it. Because, boy, if I didn't start talking on Twitter or something like that, the media was calling me the dumbest human on earth. I was like being portrayed as the dumbest person on earth. And then people on the internet were like, no, you're not, dude. Like, this is a good time. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking right. and then it started rolling from there. That's kind of how it all came together. But Gerard was a big force behind it. That was awesome. Big thanks to Gerard. Big thanks to Chase Rice. Anything going on in the world, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to start with some local news.
Let's go.
The Tropicana in Evansville opens on Tuesday, a new land-based casino.
We went there, didn't we?
Correct. I guess we went to the riverboat casino that we didn't even know was a riverboat.
We went on a river?
Apparently.
How far is this away?
It's not. Allegedly.
Yeah. We had a good time, though.
It's a far trip. It's way down
there. So it
doesn't
make a difference.
Evansville is a hell of a trip away from Indianapolis.
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive.
3 hours, maybe?
Four, but it's like
3.5.
You're deep down in there. Very beautiful town, good people, but the Tropicana being there was very odd. I think there's a Tropicana in Vegas, Atlantic City, and Evansville.
Yeah, it's a curious location.
Yeah, but it was a good time. Opening up a casino. When Todd, let's ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When is gambling just going to be okay? Like table games and everything? Like, is that going to happen before weed, or is weed going to happen before gambling?
In Indiana, you mean?
Nope. Nationwide.
I think across the board, gambling will beat it just because it's quick, guaranteed money. They already know how much money they'll get from that. I don't think state by state, I think it differs for weed. You know what I mean? Because depending on what you have going on that's most effective for that industry. But gambling, universal.
Why
everybody
is gambling
gambles.
Illegal to begin with?
I think it's one of those things to protect you from yourself type of situation, right? I think government trying to reach too far. And
I think the government likes to regulate it just to ensure that – or like when we started in Indiana, the state police began as the regulatory agency for it. And there's some thorough background investigations that went on before anybody could get licensed to put a casino in here. So it was thorough. I had friends on that squad, and they just make sure like there were no ties to organized crime and stuff. But if you don't have that, then probably the mafia is going to run your state.
I was thinking it.
You know?
Yeah, so.
Because it probably started with organized crime, and then the government got so mad that they were making so much money from gambling that they were like, you know what, this is illegal
now. The Italians, they never stop. The Italians never stop.
Came up with some of the best ideas ever.
Yeah, but look what you guys have done.
Come on, Dad, that's my money. Those are my tips, Dad. Sonny was right. The working man's a sucker.
Which mafia movie is that?
Come on, man.
Okay, Godfather. Is it
Godfather?
No.
A Goodfellas.
A Bronx Tale.
Oh, that's not as well known.
You can't just drop a new one on me. Like, you cannot just drop a Bronx Tale. I mean, how the fuck was I even supposed to know that?
I like that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, though.
I don't know. There's a little actor there you might have heard of named Robert De Niro plays in that.
And all of them.
Who?
All of them.
Bobby D.
He was in that Intern, right?
Hey, these shoes? Yeah, he was.
He was in The Intern.
Collegiano, get over here.
He was in The Intern.
Tell you what, I've watched The Intern wait more times than I'd like to admit.
Feel
good
movie.
Enjoyable movie.
She had a great idea, too.
Nick probably doesn't like that movie.
Never seen it.
I love two things in this world. I love Robert De Niro, and I love fantasy football. And I'm going to tell you this. If you love fantasy football,
this team,
then you need to be playing on Draft. Draft. No salary caps. Playing a real live snake draft. Just like you play with your friends in a season-long league, but be done in under 5 minutes. Here's how it works. They're drafts that last for just 1 week, and there's no management. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waivers. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part? Play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code. You're going to love this promo code. Boomstick.
Okay.
Oh. Ever heard of it? Boomstick. BOOMSTICK. That's right. Play a real money game for free just by using the promo code
boomstick. Just search Draft, D-R-A-F-T, in your app store or go to playdraft.com and come play free right now with the promo code boomstick.
Send a kick, make a pick, take your pants down, whip out your boomstick, send a kick, make a pick, take down your pants, whip out your boomstick. Yeah, okay, Draft.
Is that a new one?
Mm-hmm. Draft.
Yeah, yeah. Draft. D-R-A-F-T.
Where do we find it? Is it a website? Is it an app?
Well, you can just type that in the search bar in your app store. It's an app.
It's an app.
It's under Draft. Draft. Or you can go online to playdraft.com.
Playdraft.com, mm-hmm. And Draft app. More fantasy football. That sounds like I can get in a league right now, you said?
Oh, right now.
Make right money?
Now. Yeah.
Make money.
And draft you're playing football, for a cold, hard money. Cash.
Draft football. Make money. Send a kick. Make a pick. Promo code is boomstick. Make a hit. Make a pick. Promo code is boom. Make a drop. Make money. Draft football. Make money. Draft football. Make money. Not a bad little song there.
Yeah,
feel good. I don't know if they're going to pick it up for their national ads, but they should think about it.
I mean, I've been really working on my hi-hat, so I'm really hoping that they really, really see
well,
the hard
could
work.
You come yeah. with a kick, kick drum?
Come. No, somebody else is going to pick up the kick drum.
I just don't think the kick drum is my thing. I just don't think I'm a kick drum guy. I like what you're doing. What's Vince Vaughn crushes?
I'm a hi-hat guy.
Where's Vince Vaughn? The world needs Vince
he's
Vaughn.
He's been producing a lot of stuff.
I hate when they fucking make that move.
But I love when Vince Vaughn is obviously just full-on improv ranting,
yeah.
And it's magic.
Love it.
There's nothing much like in the entertainment world like a good Vince Vaughn rant.
like Vince Vaughn in kickball. I mean, dodgeball.
Kickball's coming fall of 2018.
Yeah, that's his new movie. It's a sequel to Dodgeball.
I said, stop dodging.
Hey!
La 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 Benny Hanna, la Benny Hanna.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
My favorite Vince Vaughn movie is Made, M A D E.
Oh, yeah, with
John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
John Favreau. Who's that?
Mm-hmm. He's his boy. He's in all of us.
Have you seen?
Do you know The Breakup? He's his boy in The Breakup.
Played in The Chef.
The Breakup's my favorite Vince Vaughn movie.
The first half.
John Favreau, he is the chef.
Yeah, he played
He writes
the chef.
A lot of movies, right?
Yeah, I know.
John Favreau. He's like a genius.
Directed,
John Favreau's like a genius.
Directed, Iron Man.
You ever seen Swingers?
He's also in Iron Man.
Nah, there's those ones on a cruise ship Christ. I talk about all the time.
The first half of The Breakup might be the funniest movie out.
I don't think I've seen
the
it.
The first half. After the first half, it gets weird, but
Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers.
The
ouch, ouch, you're on my hair rant where he starts to go, oh, do I go in for a hug? Yeah. That whole thing, that is one of my favorite rants in history.
Yeah.
He has a rant in The Breakup that you'd really enjoy.
I love a good rant.
He has like eight rants in Maid.
Oh, this
that
fucking
is just
movie
unbelievable.
Again.
Maid's all right.
Have some respect for Maid. You don't, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't come
what is
with
it about?
Two guys that are low-level gangsters like trying to up their status within the mob.
Trying to become made men?
They're half-assed boxers.
They're trying to become made men.
One has a connection to organized crime. He does some stuff here and there for them.
He was in Rudy. Vince Vaughn was in Rudy, too.
And Vince Vaughn keeps wanting to get in on it. But then what do you
want? So is Jon Favreau.
Both fake. That's a fake story.
But it's a great movie.
It's a fake. Rudy is a fake story.
He sends him on
coming
a mission.
Coming from the back at Wiz Shush Khalifa, who's a Notre Dame fan, says what? They met at Rudy?
Yeah, in the making of Rudy. They became friends, Favreau
story.
And Vince Vaughn.
Why don't we become friends with people?
Thank you.
Wow,
appreciate
Notre
that.
Dame fan at Wiz Khalifa, Iraq right. war vet, comes in from the cloud saying not only is Diggs right, which is absurd, but he's also going against a
Joe Montana
tale.
Joe Montana said it was fake.
Joe Montana, greatest tackler.
I mean, let's be honest. If you went to Notre Dame, there are a lot of other things to hang your hat on. You don't need to believe in this fake
like
made-up movie.
Go on, like Touchdown Jesus? Touchdown
for
Jesus?
Yeah. Touchdown Jesus, sure. If
what was that other guy?
Regis?
No.
Jerome Bettis?
No.
Regis, Notre Dame graduate?
Justin Tuck?
No. He's
at Notre Dame.
He did. We're supposed to interview him. We got cucked by Barstool Game Time.
Zivakaitis?
Zivakowski. There's another one. Who's the coach?
Daffy Duck.
Oh,
Lou Holtz.
Daffy Duck.
Suffering succotash.
He was the one that told the story about the bumblebee not supposed to be able to fly.
Thank you for calling Quiznos. This is Quincy. Yes, we have a cheese quesadillas.
What's that from?
That's a bit I used to do.
God. I like, why does some people have, that's just a it's just something.
The constant battle between tongue and teeth. And, because your teeth and your tongue just want to be in the same place at the same time.
Very underdeveloped tongue.
And your teeth are like, go fuck yourself, tongue, I'm here. And then your tongue is like, go teeth, you fuck off, let me just get there. And then I'll just come right back out after I make this noise.
Because they're usually...
I assume they're terrible at conolinguists as well.
Oh, Jesus. But I feel like that was the entire bit, right? Did we lead you right, yeah, bit, yeah, right there?
So. No, that's a different... I mean, I used to kind of deal with that.
Oh, he's got two lisp bits.
Oh. Big lisp guy.
I'm winging that part.
Oh, I thought it was good. Hey, I think maybe you should jot that back
in. I'm super funny, so it really works out.
September 23rd, Purdue. I don't know how many tickets are left. I have no idea. They give me no updates. I'm just a hired gun.
Not very many, but if you look right now, there might be a few.
They opened another balcony last week.
Yeah,
so there's,
but they're quickly running out.
We opened the tippy top balcony, which if they would have turned the lights off, I wouldn't even known was there. So I think we should have stayed at that. I think we're, you know, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. I think that's where we're at right now. But if we get 6,000 people in one area,
there's not a bad seat in the house. Though you went up to that balcony.
Yeah. I agree. That's
I might sit up there. I might sit up there.
It's a good view.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it's like it's almost right on top of you. Like that's like it's a really good spot. That's why it was almost right on top of you because you got to walk up. Now, listen. If you buy these tickets, you need to know you're going to be walking up some steps though.
Yeah, there's a lot of stairs.
There's
to
some
get up
steps,
there.
But you're like right on top of me almost.
But it's, I will tell you this: the rest of the theater is a little cool. And up there, just at the top, the hot air is trapped up there toward the ceiling. It's a little bit warmer. It's a little more comfortable at that top.
Oh, is that how heat works?
Yeah. Oh, hot air rises.
If you get there,
this guy.
Oh.
You get a little.
What are you, a weatherman?
I don't know why it's so cold, though, like in a plane.
I just say get two beers.
Yeah,
on the
because
way
up there, it's if they open the door, it's going to be real cold.
It's
a different layer of the.
The Earth's core has liquid magma that keeps the. Down here warm.
The down here warm? Mm-hmm. So
they pressurize the cabin.
But why is it cold up there?
The air is thinner.
Is it cold above Africa up there? Above the equator?
No, it's really warmer.
Super warm above that. Superman never flew over Africa. I don't know if you knew this or not. He couldn't handle the heat and the atmospheric pressure above Africa.
Superman's a little
bitch. He used to fly around it. And that's how they invented India Pale Ale.
Yes.
Because how fast
he Superman would go on these trips and he would take beer with him in buckets. Mm-hmm. But then he would, you know, he'd put a bunch of hops in there as a preservative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he liked to make his own.
Back,
he liked to make his own.
Well, months of traveling with those barrels of, you know, lager with the preservatives locked in there on the way back, you have an IPA, India Pale Ale.
Yeah.
And that's because Superman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super hoppy IPAs. That's what it's, and that's because of Superman.
People forget about that.
Yeah. People do often like, overlook that whenever they talk about the IPA world.
You know, he never got any royalties from that either.
You know what, though? But he's just, he don't care about money.
I bet he does.
He can go to any bank.
I bet if he found out about the Moroccan nuts before they got big and then they went big, I bet he would be upset.
Yep.
I bet Superman would have been upset.
Fucking could have got the Moroccan haircut nuts or whatever, the shampoo nut hair.
Argon.
The nut and shampoo hair.
They're argon. They're argon nuts.
The nut and hair shampoo.
And they're only worth, I think, the guy that I talked to. It's probably only worth it. I don't know.
Nuts are good for your hair.
It's good for your skin. It's good for your skin,
you learn, what movie was that where they showcased nuts as like a great like hairspray gel product? That was, Along Came Polly.
Something About Mary.
Something about Mary. There it is. Uh-huh. Nuts are just a good gel.
He was using sculpting gel.
He was using the jerk-off technique.
Mm-hmm.
Of gel?
No, well, you jerk off before the date.
But what about the nuts, though? Like the nuts?
Well... He had eaten nuts.
Oh, like pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
This whole conversation.
Well, he actually did at the bar. Yeah, remember? People don't wash their hands when they go in the bowl of nuts at the bar. Mm-hmm. So it's all gross in Germany. And then there's pee hands.
I mean, Something About Mary is a love story, but it's also about nuts.
It is. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a blind.
It's probably the best movie about nuts.
My favorite nut movie is The Ice Age.
Good
where
one.
The squirrel is just trying to get a nut the entire time. He doesn't talk. He's zero part of the storyline, just trying to get a nut. Hi, my name's Squirrel. You don't know my name. You know nothing about my family. But for the next hour and a half, you're going to see me try to get a nut, cuz. That's what that squirrel said.
I watched a Peter North movie that was like that. He was just trying to get a nut the entire time.
For an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was one of those.
Who has that much? Do people watch entire No,
no. There's a graph where you watch like the very first part of the porn to get the story, and then you jump.
I do that with a lot of movies. You always hear me say like, "I get it," like I get it.
And then you jump to find your
what's favorite. That movie? Tom Hanks was out on an island.
Dumbo Drop.
Castaway.
Both could have been right, but the Vibrant one. Yeah, I watched that last night on the TV.
Was you that your first Castaway? Time?
So Sam, my lady.
Mm-hmm.
So. DirecTV, which is a fantastic NFLSundayTicket.tv is my favorite thing that we're going to be using here mm-hmm. at the office. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. But DirecTV and our local NBC affiliate just can't come to agreement. Okay? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, NBC is not on my TV.
What?
That's my entire lineup. That is my entire Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, America's Got Talent.
The Voice?
The Voice, when it's on, it's not in season right now. It's no, not in season. Alicia Keys was a great ad to that show, by the way. But NBC is my lineup. Last night, and DirecTV has like a website that you can visit. It says DirecTV Petition. Cares. Mm. DirecTV Cares. Like they're spinning it on your local NBC affiliate. Like we tried. Nice. We tried our best. It's on them. Like talking shit. So I had to watch another show. So I didn't even know what else was on TV at this time. I had no idea because it's one channel set all the way through. Give me Pat Sajak. Give me Trebek.
Little Vanna White.
Vanna White still doing push-ups at whatever age she is.
She's still alive?
She's cranking.
Thriving. Not alive. Man, thriving.
She old.
And then I put on Castaway. Sam put on Castaway. She was like, I guess we'll just watch this. And
I'll tell you what, getting what you want on TV can change your whole evening.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? Change your whole
tell you what, movies where you act by yourself, very hard. Like that. And then.
How'd you guys watch that whole fucking movie? You watched that whole movie?
And then Will Smith.
That's how you appreciate good movies. You watch them.
Wow.
I get it.
But you need the access. You know what I mean? You don't want to sit around. If you don't have the proper packages, you don't have the proper setup, then you're not going to be able to watch what you want.
And when you want.
You're just going to be pissed off all the time. It's going to affect you. You're going to go in and you're not going to perform well at work. You're going to be a shitty boyfriend or a shitty husband. You know, it's just going to affect your entire mood. You need
to
get your TV game right. And I'm going to tell you this. Sling TV is the best way.
That's what I need.
I heard about that.
To watch live college and pro sports. For less. It's football time, baby. I don't know if we've talked about football yet on this podcast, but it's time. So ask yourself two crucial questions. How are you watching the games this fall, and how much are you paying? With Sling Orange Service, pay just $20 a month. Just $20 a month and get ESPN, ESPN2.
What?
That's the second ESPN. And more top channels. Plus, add the Sports Extra for just $5 to watch SEC Network, Pac-12 Network, and more. Sling TV delivers must-see football to your favorite devices, all for a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and easy online cancellation. Start watching football for 7 days free now. That's 7 days free now at sling.com/McAfee. Normal restrictions apply.
Wow, thank you so much, Sling TV. But yeah, I watched Castaway. And you guys watched that whole movie?
Of course.
In Castaway, how did you feel when he gave himself the root canal with the ice skate?
I didn't make it there.
Oh.
That happens?
Yeah.
When he wasn't opening the mail, I was like, come on. You're on an island.
It's a federal offense.
Who's federal?
But he actually was a UPS employee, so.
FedEx.
Yeah, FedEx. Yeah.
He's in international waters. It's not a federal offense.
Exactly. What if somebody shipped shoes?
He was a pirate.
What if somebody shipped shoes? What if somebody shipped shoes and he was wearing those damn shoes?
It would have taken away a chunk of what we really needed. We needed to see him developing and adapting to his
character.
New place of that he lives with fucking dead bodies.
Character development.
Mm-hmm. Needed character development. We needed everybody to know that he's a resilient character. He's going to fucking make shoes and
stuff.
We
know
the
he's
yard.
Resilient. He beat AIDS in Philadelphia.
But way less an interesting movie if he opens the packages and there's like a fishing pole. Brand new sneakers,
fire.
Survival kit, a survival kit,
whole fire starter kit with the
yeah. What if somebody was shipping those? He never knew.
Yeah, yeah.
What would have been awesome if it was a bunch of Blue Apron? This motherfucker out here just making.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like maybe God was sending him all these signs in these little boxes, and he's just like, "Help, help!" And he's like, "Motherfucker, we are."
Yeah.
And he won't open a goddamn box. That's interesting.
There's a pair of Toms in there. He's like, "Oh, thank God, I bought those shoes for those underprivileged kids. Now they're mine." Win-win.
What else is going on in the world, Nick?
A man who claims to have married his computer in New Mexico has sued the state of Alabama for refusing to recognize the marriage.
So this is somebody obviously trying to be ridiculous about gay marriage, I assume?
No, he's described his sexual orientation as machinist.
So he's in New Mexico?
That's 100% a PC laptop, I guarantee that.
There was a movie.
That is not a Mac user.
No.
Steve, there was a movie about that.
Steve Jobs said he wanted to make it sexy. He wanted to make his computer sexy.
He did
a good job.
Joaquin Phoenix
played in, he starred in a movie like that. Yeah,
Her.
Yes. He fell in love with his
computer. Yeah, but that computer had a sexy voice.
Mm-hmm. This computer probably Scarlett has Johansson's a pretty good voice. I thought this was somebody like just being a ridiculous because how people handle.
No, it seems pretty legit. He's filed similar lawsuits in Texas, Utah, and Colorado where he forced a baker to make a wedding cake for him and his computer bride.
This is a guy trying to mock the whole gay marriage thing, right?
Love is love.
Know.
I think maybe the guy just really attached to his computer. I think he's pretty normal. He's probably pretty normal.
I think he lubes up
every
the CD-ROM.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely when I see the fucking looking. Turn around. Every now and then I fall apart. I fucking need you more than ever. I fucking need you more than ever.
You guys fucked it up.
What a good run, though.
Hey, if he tries to put his dick in the flash drive thing, though, he's going to have to try it like three times. Did you say that?
Yeah, you fuck.
And he's going to have to blow it out?
Wait, did you just say that on this podcast?
No, I said CD-ROM. You went flash drive. It's fine.
Speaking of what we just did right there, I got this message from a member of the listening
crew. Community. Listening community.
A subscriber?
At Pretty Legs with a Z, it's a dude. Mm-hmm. Can you guys stop fucking singing together on a podcast so much? I love the podcast and you guys are hilarious, but I'm not here for a barbershop quartet screeching in my fucking ears as I drive to work. I'm here to laugh. Get on with it.
I love how everybody's a fucking executive producer on the internet.
I laughed really hard at that. I laughed really hard at that message because A, typing it out is hilarious. B, taking that angle is funny. Like I enjoy.
It's like a good
really
ribbing,
hard.
Like we do with each other.
Afternoon delight.
Mm-hmm.
Barbershop quartet. We're more of an R&B group.
Yeah,
if anything.
I think so. Yeah.
If Vibs is front man, we're a boy band.
What song just really gets you moving?
How mad do you think that guy is all the time?
No, I think he's.
I think he's just giving us a hard time.
Yeah, I think he's
breaking balls.
But you know what? There are miserable people. I thought about this the other day. So me and Sam were out, and we witnessed another couple. And we were watching them, and they didn't talk to each other the entire dinner.
I like that relationship.
Oh, sounds like my kind of thing.
Didn't talk to each other once. Both watched opposite TVs in opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
One bill, guy took it. Lady leaves before him. They get up, pay, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
What do they talk about, like, at night when they're alone? Like, what do couples that aren't talkative people, like, what do they do when they're alone? Like, what happens?
Yeah. I've seen couples like that.
What happens?
No, you can take it.
No, go ahead.
It's just a lot of silence.
They just sit by each other?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what happens?
Yeah.
I've seen couples like that.
People just sit next to each other and just nothing happens?
Do their own
thing. That's when you're so comfortable with someone that it's just perfect.
They just coexist.
You don't have to talk.
But you don't want to talk. It sounds like you don't want to talk.
Or it could be two boring motherfuckers that just kick it.
Or you hate each other so much you don't want to break up, but any little action the other person does drives you crazy.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of marriages.
Or I think you're overlooking that it could have been a fake dinner and they kill people for a living.
I watched Mr. Brooks the other day again. Dane Cook's in that movie.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
No, Mr. Brooks. I watched that
movie.
Kevin
Costner.
I love Kevin Costner.
Great movie.
Yeah. Mr.
Plays a real good serial killer.
So what makes you, what motivates you to watch a movie? Is this you just flip through the channels, you see something's on, you say, all right, I'll give this a shot. You don't set out, you're not like, yeah, I want to watch this movie. This sounds good.
I'm very much like the internet, okay? Everybody on the internet is the same way. If it doesn't grab your attention in the first 5 seconds, it's over.
No, that's...
You know what I'm finding, though? I think you're kind of into the indie films.
Yikes. I don't think so.
But most of the movies you like are independent films. They have a lower, like Mr. Brooks. That was a lower budget kind of...
I like things
not
that
artsy,
can happen.
But yeah, it's like not a high production movie, but an interesting story.
You like things that can happen or can't happen?
Can.
Oh, that's why you love Avatar so much.
Yeah,
it did happen.
You know, such a storyteller as you are,
yeah,
kind of pisses me off. You're it does make like, you yo, fuck this 5 seconds in this 3 hour classic of filmography.
I get it. I get it. Like, if I figure out the story in the first 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm done with this.
So, not a big M. Night guy.
He wanted to keep you on your toes.
If it's just simple, like, I hate just simple. There's a lot of simple films out there that are just simple.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I might miss some twists and turns in the story.
Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, you like any of those films?
Pulp Fiction, big Pulp Fiction fan. Love Pulp Fiction. I like, what's his face?
You can't be guessing, though.
We talked about that. What's that dude? The dude.
John Travolta?
Quentin Tarantino?
Oh,
Quentin
him.
Tarantino.
I like him. Yeah, I like him a lot. I like what Quentin Tarantino does. I think he's a genius. So if he makes something, I'm going to watch it.
So movies got to keep you on your toes, keep you guessing. You want it to...
If I figure out the movie in the first 2 minutes, twists. I'm done with it. What's that, Phipps?
Ice Age kept you on your toes?
Yeah. That squirrel. I'll tell you what.
Was he going to get to that, or was he not?
Animated movies got me. Animated movies, I've seen a lot of those. Because I had a 3D TV, you guys remember. So, obviously, everybody knows that I enjoy marijuana now. I went to Best Buy, and there was this TV that was right in the front. It's a TV you're not supposed to buy. It's the one that they're showcasing for idiots to buy. I walked in. They said, put on these glasses. I said, you got it? And I felt like I was in the movie. I was like, yeah, I want this one. They were like, we got to see if it's in the back. I said, no, just give me this one. Like, I want this same experience again. All the time. Like, you got it. I walked out of there with the front TV, right out of there, 3D movie, went and bought all the animated films. Loved it for like a week, and then it was done. I haven't watched it since.
Have you seen the Shreks?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shrek 3, I watched the other night.
Donkey.
Fucking phenomenal film.
Donkey.
I watched, I think you'd like this one too. It's Sing. It's an animated like.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't?
They've Justin Timberlake in the fucking movie, and they don't let him sing until the end.
That is frustrating.
He's the best singer, not only on that show, maybe on, I don't want to get crazy. Michael Bublé and all them but you don't have him sing. I know it's Justin.
Have you seen Trolls?
That's the one.
Sings the whole time. Oh, no. Yeah.
No, that's the one. Trolls is the one.
Trolls?
Sing, I haven't seen Sing, I don't think. Trolls is the one where they don't have him sing till the end.
Him and Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, and Anna Kendrick singing the entire time. I'm like, cool, you're great, Anna Kendrick, but you haven't sold a billion fucking albums like this other guy that won't sing the entire time.
He brought Sexy back.
He did.
What about Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
What's that?
You ever see Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Is that Jessica Rabbit?
That was a very crossover film.
That was one of the first like where movie meets animation.
Why don't that needs to happen more like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Where there's one character that's kind of cool. Mm. Is that real expensive, I assume?
I don't know.
Shouldn't be anymore.
With green screens and shit?
We just put Vibs in all green, and he's like, all of a sudden he's an animated character. Is that how it works, Zito? Yeah?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's make one.
Flubber 2.
Love Flubber. Now listen, there's a movie
I love. Is that the green thing?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, baby.
I'm a big Robin Williams fan, too, by the way. If he was in a movie, I'd seen it. I'd seen it.
Yeah.
Just like Chris Farley. And I took a lot of L's because his career was up and down, old Chris Farley. Some of those movies were bad.
Yeah, but Tommy Boy.
Black Sheep was the best.
You thought it was the best?
Of Tommy? Of
better than
Chris Farley's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my favorite.
Mm.
Yikes. All his friends talked about how that was a terrible disaster.
I enjoyed it.
Terrible disaster? I don't know. About hand in hand for me. I like them both about the same.
If Will Smith's in a movie, I know it's going to make $100 million. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, very simple plot. Just Will.
Simple plot.
Laughing, shaking his head around a little bit. Yeah, that's all you need.
Simple plot.
That was a good Denzel laugh there.
That was a good ass Denzel laugh.
I watch any movie with Denzel in it.
Yeah, if Denzel in it, it's going to be.
Because you know what?
Amazing.
Great actor.
I have respect for those guys' choice of scripts.
Yeah.
I like a good story. I like storytellers. That's what I like. I like good storytellers. If it's a basic ass story, I don't like it. Mm. I don't like basic stories.
But sometimes you don't. How can you know that?
Because I hear other people talk about it, and then I watch, and I'm like, boom, boom, bang, boom, got it. Easy.
I don't trust other people's movies. I mean, some people, but.
No, I'm talking about you. You hear the storyline through other people. It's how I got through school. I never read a book, so I listened to the storyline.
Well, other people's storylines, they make it very simple so they could tell it to you.
Yeah, but then when you watch it, you go, oh, this is the girl that he's going to blah, 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 that he's going to follow. Okay, ding, 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 bang, it's over.
Oh, you just
I think you can usually, but you can usually tell when you watch a movie in the first 5 minutes if it's going to be predictable or not.
Yeah, if it's going to be, like, there's some.
Like Armageddon. Great movie. I really enjoyed it. But in the first 5 minutes, you were like, oh, probably the Earth is going to get destroyed.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know.
No, but I don't like basic writing. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I don't like basic, simple lines. If I hear a basic, simple line, I'm like, all right, not worth my money. Not worth my view here. Okay. Yeah. I want somebody that's going to use a little brain. Like, I enjoy my comedy's very simple and I deliver it well.
Yeah.
So if I want to watch that, I'll just watch me mix it.
Well, can you at least go home and watch Boondock Saints for your own livelihood, your own life?
I think you'd enjoy
it. There's zero chance
religious.
You don't like that movie.
Like, I'm not religious. Like, I don't know.
It has nothing to do with religion.
It's about two Irish fucking thugs.
Don't give them the story.
They're brothers. That's all you need to know.
Oh, two Irish thugs that are brothers. Something happens to the family.
It's fucking dope.
Something happens to the family.
Whatever you do, don't watch part two. That's it. Just part one.
Yeah.
What's a good sequel in your eyes? Toy Story.
Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Toy Story's not bad.
Toy Story 2 is good.
Sequels are tough.
Pitch Perfect 2 was pretty good.
Yikes. I saw a great documentary, actually.
Home Alone 2 was really good.
Home Alone 2 is
Lost
really
in
good.
New York was fucking good. Awesome.
I saw a great documentary that defied the sequel rule. Usually the sequel's not as good as the first one, but I saw it, and the first one was called World War One. The sequel's called World War Two. And way better. I'll tell you this. They used better cameras in the World War II documentary, and the guns were way better.
Yeah, it seemed like a much bigger budget.
Yeah, totally.
It was like almost like a Buckenheimer film.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely.
Know, Kingsman,
I enjoyed it a lot more.
Kingsman 2 is coming out.
I know.
Buckheimer. I love Kingsman 1.
Yo, did you see who's in it?
Chase. Channing. Channing Tatum.
Big fan of Kingsman. Big fan of that movie.
The American Kingsman are joining.
He's Countryman?
The Countryman.
Yeah, he's Countryman in Kingsman.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen the first one? You haven't.
I saw like the core.
No, he definitely didn't see it because he talked shit on it because he said it was PG-13.
Yeah, he talked shit on at the end, the final scene, the guy goes and saves the world so he can have anal with a princess. So
that's not PG-13.
That's not
good.
Like, I was a big fan of the writing in Kingsman. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, but remember, I had it confused with another movie and I just had to write it out.
Yeah, you did.
I really
did, but you did double and triple down.
Yeah, I did.
So it was an interesting thing. Anything else going on in the world, Nick?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. Five nurses at a Denver Health Medical Center were suspended for 3 weeks after they viewed a deceased patient's body and talked about it. They admired the size of his genitals.
What's wrong with that? That's got to happen all the time.
That's just
human nature.
That's just shop talk.
Yeah.
That is 100% shop talk, dude.
If you worked in that environment, you're
like, look at this fucking guy.
Humor helps you get through the day. You're gonna talk about some dicks.
So who turned them in though?
One of the coworkers. So here's my question: were they admiring it because it was too big or too little?
I mean, either way, they should be allowed to fucking. No, I don't admire something too small.
No, you come running into the room. You're like, yo, Rudy, get in here. Look at this dead dude's little tiny dick.
The person that ratted them out, that person's not a good time at party.
No, fuck.
I think that person's called a blue falcon. I read today. Is that a blue falcon? Is what that person's called in the military? Yeah, buddy fucker.
A buddy fucker.
Somebody that sets
up
your.
Not to be confused with a fuck buddy.
A buddy fucker.
Not to be confused with the fucker buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple people in this room that got a few of them.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yikes.
Yo, you. Yeah.
Whatever, Aquaman.
All right, let's get to some final thoughts. Send people to their weekend at Tactical Digs. Go ahead.
Ruin my relationships.
plural. Ships. Plural. S.
I'm excited for Sunday. I want to watch your face when we put the Red Zone channel on, and there's a 2-minute countdown clock, and it says, like, and it counts down until the opening kickoff, and it's like, the hair on your, it just stands, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but remember, I love DirecTV, but I do have a little bit of a hatred towards the Red Zone channel.
Yeah, but you're out of that. So.
It's too much action, too many scores, okay? No respect for the defense, a lot of disrespect for the kickers and punters.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to the countdown clock. I really like it.
Because it gets you going.
Yeah. Hey. I think if you're going to film something, you always should have a countdown clock.
We were told not to. Hey, what's that?
Listen, you're going to learn to respect this Red Zone channel when it's like 3 o'clock on a Sunday and you're watching a snoozer of a game in the third quarter and you need to see everything else that's going on.
I have such a high football IQ, I don't even see things as a snooze. You know, I respect a good defensive battle. Such a high football. My football IQ is so high, it's ridiculous.
How high is it?
It's just above the fake punt we tried against New England Patriots that Gerard Powers kept saying was me, and it was not. I'm excited for the Red Zone channel now that I'm gambling and doing fantasy football. It's really a one-stop shop. NFL SundayTicket.tv. You should check it out. At Sean Latham, final thoughts.
All right, final thought is this. Guys, go get some new cologne, man. I did a show today. This dude, like in the first row, had CK1 on. I'm like, what? It's 2017. Don't wear. If the cologne is older than 10 years, stop wearing it. If they sell it at Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, or yard sales, don't put it on. And just, like, no more cool water, no more Suke One, no more fucking Agua de Gio for the French pimps.
Curve.
No more Curve, no more Polo.
Curve and cool water.
Because all you're doing is bringing up, like, you know, what's the first thing that old smells, that's old smell does is bring up memories, right?
Yeah. State-dependent memory, yeah.
So when you're walking around smelling like 1999 with three squirts of CK1 on, and you're at a bar, all you're doing is bringing up a bunch of old, shitty relationship memories for women over 35. You're a cock blocker. A 35-year-old woman doesn't smell CK1. She smells the guy that cheated on her in 2002 with their old roommate. That's what she smells. Just saying, stop wearing old ass cologne, get your lives together, and get some new smells.
Thanks for looking out for people.
Stop having old ass cars with old ass fucking alarm systems, too.
You just really want modernization.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least by every other fucking decade, pick it up.
Yo, cool water was fucking.
Cool water fucked. It was the shit. Cool,
I used to love that smell.
I never wore cologne.
In ninth grade.
Neither.
I remember you guys, never. Not you guys, but like everybody seemed to wear Curve in that cool water thing, right?
I was a chrome guy.
What's that?
It was, I can't remember what it was.
Yep.
Do you still wear cologne to this day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a
occasionally.
Lacoste white or Gucci
I never
black.
Wear it.
What?
Lacoste white or Gucci black.
So you were just like, you'll put
like
that
a rap
on?
Song.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Lacoste white, Gucci black. Yo, I keep my. Are you looking at me looking to rap?
Yeah.
I don't. I can't spit bars. I'm more of a slow jam guy.
Yeah. Oh, you want to sing a little bit?
Twister, slow jams.
Ah, Twister was good back in the day.
Yo,
you guys, hold on. You guys are going to
Genuine
in those
jeans.
Hold the fuck on. You guys are going to dinner, and you just put on like. How do you do? You spray it up and walk through it?
No. I do.
That's what I do.
That's not a bad.
You put on cologne?
Not a bad method.
When I'm wearing my nunus, when I got a little vest on, maybe a tie, fucking going ham with some cufflinks. Yeah,
because
I'm rolling cologne.
Cologne was meant to be discovered, not smelled.
Ooh, wow. I like that.
What a quote.
You go one spray on a wrist, rub the wrist together, and then just dab the neck.
Mm, you go deep down the chest, too, a little bit, too. You get it in here.
I don't go
get
there.
Get it in here. Yeah, they get nice and close. The honey smell that.
Yeah, but what about my musk? Like, I like my musk.
No, we do have good musk.
Yeah, I have good musk. I like my musk.
Shut the fuck.
Like my
this guy's going real prehistoric on him.
You save that for later. He comes out later.
He wants those fucking animal ass lion fucking.
He's got good
endorphins
pheromones.
Popping.
I really enjoy
pheromones. Pheromones is
musk.
A real thing.
Pheromones, yeah.
I've never been able to put on cologne. I don't know why.
You just spray it down.
I know how to.
I don't think it's about the functionality of the actual bottle.
Yeah, I feel like you would put it on. You would just smell it the entire time and drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, oh my God, there's just something right here on my fucking neck. Like, what? I would shower. I would shower and I'd leave.
That's why I can't even smell mine. It's meant to be discovered.
Oh my God.
This guy's
just
a marketer.
Hanging
for
on
cologne.
To that line. Who told you that line?
I want to say it was from.
It's not meant to be smelled.
Crazy Stupid Love, maybe.
It's meant to be. It's meant to
that's
be.
That's one
discovered.
With Will Ferrell and Steve Carell. And
close.
Ryan Gosling.
Gosling. I don't think Ferrell's in it, but.
I saw enough previews. I get it.
He knows what it's about.
Yeah,
that's
his.
Why I also don't use a straw in my drinks because it looks like you're sucking on the tiny schwanz.
Speaking of, did you see the dong bong today? Somebody sent us for a bachelorette party.
I mean, we couldn't have called that any better.
Yeah, absolutely. At Nick Brado, final thoughts.
So we talked a lot about TV today. I was watching a show last night. So I really enjoy watching these ghost shows where these fake haunted house people try and find ghosts.
No, they're not fake.
In
why are you questioning the validity of these people?
I mean, it's just so cheesy. They're like, oh, Thumper and Romeo were such normal, lovable rabbits, and then they got possessed.
What happened?
Yeah, the rabbits were possessed. I was like, come on. Like, I want to produce a ghost show that's real as fuck. I want them to go in there and, like, my kid was possessed, and the kid's, like, crawling around on the walls and stuff. I don't care about your rabbits.
I don't know, man.
I want to take it up a notch in the ghost
world. Our sugar gliders possessed would be pretty dope.
Oh, you put a video up of flight school?
Did you know that they could fly?
It looked like it.
I didn't know that till last night.
You put a video up of flight school of your sugar glider jumping off your arm back into his cage. That was awesome. In slow motion, it was a good shot.
You know, there's a Catholic priest here in Indiana that has done
exorcism.
Like, yeah, he's an exorcist, and he's like one of the higher ups in the church. He's an exorcist. Oh, we should totally have talked to him.
Don't worry. Vibs and I got some plans for October here, so.
Spooky!
Spooky Halloween office!
Spooky Halloween!
Come
party.
On in, kids!
spooky Halloween office.
Just don't think we should do that. The first thing Vib said was a sexy pumpkin. Do you remember that?
Oh,
slutty pumpkin.
Slutty pumpkin.
Big difference.
Takes so many
pumpkin
seeds.
Pumpkin doesn't have to be sexy to be slutty.
That pumpkin takes
so many
seeds.
It's just
a pumpkin
seeds. That sits in your bedroom that has a hole in the bottom.
At DJ Fibbert, final thoughts.
The seeds feel good. Never mind. So I got a new dog. I finally came up with a name for it. His name is January Jones.
Oh, I like her, though.
She's a blonde dog. She's very cute.
Is that a real person?
Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's the Betty Draper's the worst in Mad Men, but
yeah, she is.
True, very true.
But yeah, no, I'm about to start slowly becoming the guy who just stays home and hangs out with his dogs, who inevitably is also the guy who makes a fallout shelter in his backyard. So
you're gonna make like a bunker?
Yeah, and stock it.
Nice. I like that.
With what? Cotton candy? Fucking Skittles? Huh? You gonna put in there fucking Nutella?
When shit pops out with North Korea, you're not invited, Sean. So
ain't nothing happening.
Are you
gonna
call it January? Are you gonna give it the full name?
Or Jan?
Don't call it Jan. I'm gonna call her Jane.
JJ? Okay.
Jane is much better than Jan.
JJ?
JJ. Jane.
JJ.
So many nickname possibilities.
Your dog's gonna be a stripper.
You remember that TV show about the people that were like they were this?
It's called
what are they
were like, Doomsday Preppers.
Doomsday Preppers, yeah. Where they get a score and all that shit.
Yeah,
they'd have like a breakout car and like the plan and all that stuff.
I would have had weed, Jack Daniels, some guns.
That's all you need.
Just some sandwiches or something
like
from
what
Italian
you always
deli.
Have. That's the difference.
What? That's every.
That's
day?
A 10-year-old federal.
Yeah,
offense.
But underground though, guys.
I've looked into underground bomb shelters for under the office. Something to think about. Not that expensive.
I don't want to tell you that I don't have one, but maybe I do have one.
They tried to move us in one.
I for sure think you probably do.
Maybe you guys. There might be a little stockpile of stuff in the backyard somewhere, dug in a little hole.
Is that the one that was leaking?
Yeah, it's underwater.
I've been practicing with little hatchets just in case.
Oh,
sooner or later, they're going to run out of bullets. Bullets are going to be the premium. It's going to get down to hand in hand.
I've been going to the blow darts. The blow darts, I think, is where it's at.
Do you ever read hatchet?
Do what?
Do you ever read hatchet?
Jungle to jungle.
I don't. I'm just going to get the regular one.
Jungle to jungle. Jungle to jungle.
Hit me.
Jungle to Tim Allen. Jungle to Jungle.
There's a real actor.
Yeah, I love
him. Also, the best scene from when Will Ferrell gets the tranquilizer dart in the neck.
You got a dart in your neck, bro. Bro, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Bro, you got a fucking dart in your neck.
Can you guys stop singing together? I'm a guy that listens. I want what I want.
Listen, Sean, what did we talk about the other day? You go after the bad guys.
I don't know. It sounds like a bad guy.
Dig just put his sunglasses on. What the fuck is going on right now?
It's Friday. Cuz, let's go.
Big weekend ahead. I'm going to Columbus, Ohio. Todd, at Todd McComas, final thoughts?
Speaking of TV, look for Sean and I's new TV show that we're working on right now. It's going to be coming out soon. It's called Deer Truck. It's a food truck that only serves venison, and it's got a lot of front-end damage. We're just going to see if people will buy it.
I'll be selling souvenir hoofs.
Yo, sell that deer spray that Ray Lewis was doing.
Between that and my real-ass ghost show, we almost got a network.
We do.
That's what we're trying to build.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting there, man. We're getting there.
I need to get a show.
If somebody could find Bigfoot, that'd be great.
I think the problem with Bigfoot is that Bigfoot is blurry.
Great Mitch Hedberg joke.
Yeah. My face. Strippers are going to kill this. It's going to be the greatest stripper song in Vegas.
It is.
I wasn't expecting that pause before power. This song is fucking good.
This song was made for pole dancing, kid.
Myrtle Beach, heads up.
Wakey, wakey, fucking steak and eggsy.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Yeah, but it was steak and eggsy, though, at the strip club.
They can't keep us only. The kings of our little towns, if they're
there's a rebel around, you know it's gonna be one of us. We're right at home in the wild, can't help it, that's our style. Born and bred to be dangerous. We might roll on Saturday night.
God, that song is incredible. Chase Rice, Lions, I'm a big fan of that fucking song. I'm going to listen to it a lot. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel good. Shout out to him for coming on Thursday's show. If you haven't listened to that yet, please do. Thanks to Gerard Powers for chit-chatting with us today. I mean, it was an incredible conversation. You got to learn a little bit about my early days. Oh, man, I used to live hard, man. I lived hard, man. So hard, man. I'm going to die young. Good die young. What's that, Diggs?
And you're great, man.
Fucking great. You're goddamn right. Ohio State, Columbus, Ohio. I will see you tomorrow. We're going to be covering college football in a brand new, exciting manner. Check us out on the Facebook. I don't know where. I just think, just open the app, and I'm going to be right there. Right there. You know what? I'm going to be in your pocket just for a little bit. Like 5:45, I'm going to be sitting there right in your pocket. 6 o'clock come, 6:30. Go ahead and pull that out. Open your phone. Go to the Facebook app. It's big F. You just click on it, and you're like, oh, Mark Zuckerberg made a hell of a little app here. And you're going to open it, and voila. There's me and Dave Portnoy coming to you live from the front of a frat house with highlight rights. We have highlight rights. We're allowed to show college football highlight rights,
big budget,
which is a big budget operation. We're going to be breaking down all things. Come fucks with us. If you're in Purdue and Lafayette, September 23rd, come fucks with us. It's about to be a very fun fall. I'm going to be working in the future on Thursday nights. I'm going to be working in a virtual reality world. That's so stupid to think about. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for rocking with us. For myself, at Tactical Diggs, at Todd McComas, at Sean Latham, at Nick Marotto, at the Jeff Vibbert, Zito, and at Wiz Khalifa, we appreciate you all for listening. We will see you on Tuesday. Laces Out Show comes out on Monday with Jerry Thornton and AJ Hawk. Man, I got a long fall coming up. Huh?
Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. We got Green Bay shirts. Defend the North. Pittsburgh Steelers shirts, and Defend the North NFC Green Bay. A lot of titles in both of those towns. A lot of championships. A lot of banners. A lot of fucking loyal-ass fans. That's awesome. And a lot of fans of ours are from those cities, so we appreciate you greatly. Go get the shirt at Barstool Sports Store. And, yeah, I think it's just time to go ahead and call this week one of the best ones we've ever had. Yeah. Go ahead and put a flag on that one.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our YouTube page is up and running. It'll start next week. I think you'll enjoy it. Other than that, cheers. Have a great weekend.